Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Well, we're still in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, and we get to verses 10 and 11, and it's part of Nehemiah's prayer, and he's praying for success. He's asking for success for the day, that the king would honor what he is come in. He's not been asked to come in, and so he is really looking for that success. But we need to define success, Joshua, because success in this, in God's realm, is different than what success is, what human beings see as success. And I just kind of go back to John 6, where Jesus's brothers are saying, you know, go to Jerusalem, and he's saying, and that's where you're going to find all your success. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not my time, and it's not what I'm supposed to do. And so really what we look at success is when we're doing our why in God's timing.
Right. And so, you know, it really took a lot of courage as the cupbearer for him to go before the king. And I mean, he is risking death, and that's not a good thing. And so, you know, he has to so much believe this and know that God is going to make something great happen. And he's prayed and he's ready, and he has to go into it just with the idea that he will risk everything to do what it is that he feels that God has called him to do. This is what he's born for, and that's what he really believes.
And I think at some point we all have to do that. We have to say, are we willing to do what God has purposed us to do no matter what? And that's what he did. And it's just taking out the problems and pressures of it all and evaluating what it really means to not only our lives, but to the world.
Success is doing what's yours to do. Step into your why and know it's your true success. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.